This is your Year 9 listening test in English for 2009. It will consist of two tasks. You will hear the texts twice. Task 1. Lost and Found. You will hear a conversation that has taken place in the Lost and Found office between the attendant and the customer on April the 2nd, 2009. Listen to the text and help the attendant fill in the form with the information about the lost item and the customer. You have a minute and a half now to read the task. Then you will hear a signal. Listen to the text now and start doing the task.
Hello, madam. How can I help you?
I've lost my handbag.
Oh, dear. Where did you lose it?
I think I left it on the Piccadilly line, somewhere between Hammersmith and Green Park.
And when was this?
Yesterday afternoon, around 3 o'clock.
And can you describe your handbag for me?
Well, it's just a normal handbag.
Well, what colour is it?
Black, I think. Or it's brown. No, it's black.
And what's it made of?
Plastic, I think. Or it could be leather. Yes, it's made of leather.
Okay. What make is it?
I'm sorry?
Louis Vuitton or Tommy Hilfiger, for example?
I've no idea. I bought it at Marks & Spencer's, I think.
And is there anything inside it?
Just a bit of money and some keys.
Okay. If you wait here, I'll go and see what I can find. I'm sorry, madam, but no one has handed in a bag like yours in the last 48 hours.
Oh, dear. Should I come back tomorrow?
Well, we can fill in this form and I can phone you if we receive it.
That's a good idea.
So, I'll need your name.
Carmen Lopez.
Can you spell your first name for me?
Sure. C-A-R-M-E-N.
That's Carmen Lopez. L-O-P-E-Z, yes?
That's right.
Now, I'll need a contact number too.
We're on holiday. We'll stay at the Winchester Hotel. The number's 7-8-2-8-2-9-7-2.
And what room are you in?
We're in 402. We'll be there for the next week.
Okay, so we just need a short description of the item.
Well, it's a black leather handbag, like I told you.
And there's some money and some keys inside, is that right?
Yes. Oh, I've just remembered. There's a small umbrella inside, too.
Can you describe it?
Yes, it's red and it's made of plastic.
Right. If we find the bag, I'll phone you and let you know.
Thank you very much.
You will have a minute now to check your work. Then you will hear the text a second time.
Hello, madam. How can I help you?
I've lost my handbag.
Oh, dear. Where did you lose it?
I think I left it on the Piccadilly line, somewhere between Hammersmith and Green Park.
And when was this?
Yesterday afternoon, around 3 o'clock.
And can you describe your handbag for me?
Well, it's just a normal handbag.
Well, what colour is it?
Black, I think. Or it's brown. No, it's black.
And what's it made of?
Plastic, I think. Or it could be leather. Yes, it's made of leather.
Okay. What make is it?
I'm sorry?
Louis Vuitton or Tommy Hilfiger, for example?
I have no idea. I bought it at Marks & Spencer's, I think.
And is there anything inside it?
Just a bit of money and some keys.
Okay. If you wait here, I'll go and see what I can find. I'm sorry, madam, but no one has handed in a bag like yours in the last 48 hours.
Oh, dear. Should I come back tomorrow?
Well, we can fill in this form and I can phone you if we receive it.
That's a good idea.
So, I'll need your name.
Carmen Lopez.
Can you spell your first name for me?
Sure. C. A. R. N. E. N.
That's Carmen Lopez. L. O. P. E. Z, yes?
That's right.
Now, I'll need a contact number too.
We're on holiday. We'll stay at the Winchester Hotel. The number's 7828 2972.
And what room are you in?
We're in 402. We'll be there for the next week.
Okay, so we just need a short description of the item.
Well, it's a black leather handbag, like I told you.
And there's some money and some keys inside, is that right?
Yes. Oh, I've just remembered. There's a small umbrella inside, too.
Can you describe it?
Yes, it's red and it's made of plastic.
Right. If we find the bag, I'll phone you and let you know.
Thank you very much.
There is a minute now to finish the task. This is the end of task 1. Go on to task 2. Task 2. At the doctor's. You will hear four different people visiting a doctor. Listen to the text and circle the correct option. Try to guess what kind of problem each of them has. You have a minute and a half now to read the task. Then you will hear a signal. Now listen to the text and start doing the task. Suggestion 1.
And which one has been hurting?
It's one of these at the back.
I see. And does it hurt all the time?
Well, especially when I drink something cold or when I bite into something hard, like a cookie.
I see. It sounds like an infection. I'm going to have you take an antibiotic. You'll need to take one pill 3 times a day.
Is that with meals?
No, it's better to take them before meals. And make sure you take all the pills until the bottle is empty.
Suggestion 2.
How did the problem start?
Well, I was helping my friend move, and I carried a lot of heavy boxes for her. I didn't feel anything at the time, but the next morning, I could hardly get out of bed. The pain was so bad.
Does it hurt when you're lying down as well as when you're standing up?
Well, I can feel it all the time. A deep, throbbing pain. But it's really bad when I try to stand up.
You probably have a torn muscle. Normally, these things stop hurting after a few days. Anyway, I'm going to prescribe some pills for you to take 3 times a day. And some ointment to use in the morning. And I think you should rest for a few days.
Suggestion 3.
I think I got it when I was swimming.
Yes, that often happens, especially in public swimming pools.
It's quite painful. I couldn't sleep last night, and I'm finding it difficult to hear as well.
Which one is bothering you, the left or the right, or both of them?
Just the right one.
Well, it's probably an infection. I'm going to give you some drops to dry it out. Use these 3 or 4 times a day.
Okay.
I'm also going to give you some antibiotics. Take 2 pills now and then take 3 a day with meals.
Suggestion 4.
I hope you can give me something for this. My face looks awful.
How long has it been like this?
It started a couple of nights ago. I think it must have been something I ate.
Did you eat fish or shellfish or something like that?
Yes, I did, actually. I had dinner at a seafood restaurant on Wednesday. I hardly ever eat seafood.
It sounds like a reaction to the food. It's quite common, but nothing to worry about. I'm going to give you some lotion to put on your face. It's fairly strong, so just use it once a day. And I'll also give you some pills. Take 2 of these 3 times a day and drink plenty of water, but you should avoid drinking coffee.
You will have a minute now to check your work. Then you will hear the text a second time. Suggestion 1.
And which one has been hurting?
It's one of these at the back.
I see. And does it hurt all the time?
Well, especially when I drink something cold or when I bite into something hard, like a cookie.
I see. It sounds like an infection. I'm going to have you take an antibiotic. You'll need to take one pill 3 times a day.
Is that with meals?
No, it's better to take them before meals. And make sure you take all the pills until the bottle is empty.
Suggestion 2.
How did the problem start?
Well, I was helping my friend move, and I carried a lot of heavy boxes for her. I didn't feel anything at the time, but the next morning, I could hardly get out of bed. The pain was so bad.
Does it hurt when you're lying down as well as when you're standing up?
Well, I can feel it all the time. A deep, throbbing pain. But it's really bad when I try to stand up.
You probably have a torn muscle. Normally, these things stop hurting after a few days. Anyway, I'm going to prescribe some pills for you to take 3 times a day, and some ointment to use in the morning. And I think you should rest for a few days.
Suggestion 3.
I think I got it when I was swimming.
Yes, that often happens, especially in public swimming pools.
It's quite painful. I couldn't sleep last night, and I'm finding it difficult to hear as well.
Which one is bothering you? The left or the right? Or both of them?
Just the right one.
Well, it's probably an infection. I'm going to give you some drops to dry it out. Use these 3 or 4 times a day.
Okay.
I'm also going to give you some antibiotics. Take 2 pills now and then take 3 a day with meals.
Suggestion 4.
I hope you can give me something for this. My face looks awful.
How long has it been like this?
It started a couple of nights ago. I think it must have been something I ate.
Did you eat fish or shellfish or something like that?
Yes, I did, actually. I had dinner at a seafood restaurant on Wednesday. I hardly ever eat seafood.
It sounds like a reaction to the food. It's quite common, but nothing to worry about. I'm going to give you some lotion to put on your face. It's fairly strong, so just use it once a day. And I'll also give you some pills. Take 2 of these 3 times a day. And drink plenty of water, but you should avoid drinking coffee.
There is a minute now to finish the task. This is the end of task 2 and the listening part of the test. Hand in your paper, please.